You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands have been presenting for COVID-19 testing in recent days. In New South Wales, a new record daily case count of 6,394 was reported on Sunday from just over 109,000 tests. That is 40,000 fewer tests than taken on Christmas Day. The state system is under so much strain, it's led the government to urge people to avoid testing if they can. Premier Dominic Perrottet says only those travelling interstate, those who feel sick, or those directed to test by New South Wales Health should be in the testing line.
What we can't have are people sitting in testing queues, which takes away from people who are unwell and who need that test, because we want to get those tests back as quickly as possible, particularly for people who are unwell, and in addition to that, so that people who are travelling interstate can do so.
But New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the requirement for a negative PCR COVID test before people can travel interstate for Christmas holidays is the main reason why the state system is under strain. He says a rapid antigen test would be much better.
I certainly send again the message to those states that getting PCR tests is putting an enormous pressure on our pathology system and minimising the capacity for proper clinical PCR tests, PCR tests that are needed for people to really determine whether or not they have COVID because they have symptoms and they've been directed to by health. But as Health Minister, I strongly implore them to review that situation as soon as is possible.
New South Wales opposition health spokesman Ryan Park says with some clinics reporting wait times of 5 hours, urgent action is needed.
Well, it's extremely frustrating for people to essentially be turned back when they're waiting hours and hours to get tested because the New South Wales government don't have enough resources in place. That's simply not good enough, especially in the middle of an outbreak.
Amid the mounting pressure, mistakes have been made in reviewing results. At Sydney testing clinics run by St Vincent's Hospital's SIDPATH, 400 people who had tested for the virus got the news they were negative. They were, in fact, positive. St Vincent's Hospital's SIDPATH, which processed the test results, says there was a rapid response as soon as the error was picked up. Medical Director of SIDPATH, Professor Anthony Dodds, says human error is believed to be behind the mistake.
These people, in fact, had tested positive to COVID. As soon as we became aware of this issue this morning, SIDPATH immediately commenced a process to contact these impacted individuals. An emergency response team is now investigating the cause of this mistake, which is believed to be due to human error. We sincerely apologise for the mistake that has been made.
The error was made last night by St Vincent's Pathology when the wrong text message was sent to people who were tested on Wednesday and Thursday, the 22nd and 23rd of December. Professor Dodds says they already believe the sailors involved in this year's Blue Water Classic are not impacted.
None of the Seaway sailors involved in the city to Hobart are believed to be caught up in this cohort of impacted people.
The group who were affected by the mistake are now being contacted as a matter of urgency. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.